Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
As a child, one of the families I had come to know well through reruns every afternoon was having a huge fight. The teenage daughter, Carol, had snuck out to a concert in New York City. Carol tried to explain that it was no big deal, that she had, after all, come home safe, and besides, it was only Soho. At this, her parents took a step back and their mouths fell open. I wasn't sure why, but Carol had seriously blundered, and I made a mental note, never sneak out to Soho. Growing up in a suburb an entire country away, New York City always maintained a certain aura of intrigue and danger. And yet, New York seemed to be everywhere. It was in the movies I watched, the one about a slick-haired financial bad guy who declared greed is good, and also my favorite TV shows. There was even a whole series of salsa commercials based on the notion that nothing good ever came out of New York City, except, of course, catchy ad campaigns born on Madison Avenue. But the thing about New York that unnerved me most was all the stories about rude people, their abrupt lifestyles, and how everyone there will kill you. Whenever I thought of simply walking down the street, I shuddered with fear, knowing I would be shoved aside. Hey, buddy, out of my way! But years later, I relished the occasional trip to New York. My wife and I are planning a trip, and after booking a hotel online, in Soho, I went shopping to pick up a few necessities. Excited by the thought of seeing Mamma Mia without James Bond, I was annoyed to find a group of tourists huddled in the middle of the sidewalk. Hey, I said, it's called a sidewalk for a reason. At a large department store in Union Square, a woman stopped in the middle of a doorway to answer a phone. I snapped, and do you revolve, too? She gave me a rude look, and I considered that I was maybe a little too excited. To be honest, I was also a little nervous. New York, it's full of rude people. With The Perspective, I'm Mike Adamek.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.